Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your Buffalo Bills are 3-0.
Damn.
Your Buffalo Bills are entrenched as the number one team in the AFC East. Your Buffalo Bills at this moment have a 2.5-game lead over the Kansas City Chiefs, a game-and-a-half lead over the Baltimore Ravens for the number one seed in the conference. Things are good.
Yeah.
Although, if we're all being honest with ourselves as Bills fans, that game did not go the way we thought it was going to go. You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the closest 10-point win you will ever witness. Last night, a 31-21 Bills victory in prime time over the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins have lost 7 straight games to the Buffalo Bills. Head coach for the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, has never beaten the Bills in Orchard Park. It looks like he will survive another week at least.
But you don't think he'll be there for the rematch? Down in Miami.
November 9th, I think it is.
He could be gone.
I mean, their schedule gets soft, so maybe he does survive until then.
Right.
You know what? Well, you can ask me, but what do I know, Tommy? I'm just a guy in a kick-ass patch denim jacket.
Yeah, I need like a sports expert.
Well,
handsome bastard.
Well, Catalan is not available.
Good-looking boy.
But.
Pretty boy.
We do have our good buddy from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus. Please welcome Hot Takes Dan Fates. Hey, Fatesy, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
All right. Do you think McDaniel is the head coach when the Bills see them November 9th?
Probably not.
Ooh.
But they fought more than I expected. That was a team that, you know, like a lot of times they talk about like firing coaches and you always think about like, have they lost locker room? Like, will the team play for them? Like if the Dolphins didn't show up yesterday, that kind of would have been the sign. Like we just don't want to play for this coach anymore. And that kind of would have been the message. The Dolphins didn't lose that game because of Mike McDaniel. That's for sure. They fought hard. They played better than I expected. I went in there saying there was absolutely zero chance that the Bills would lose that game. I was right, but it was definitely, like you were saying, Duffy, a lot closer, I think, than a lot of us expected.
Well, but what's interesting – I'm sorry, Tom, are you going to say something?
No.
Okay. What's interesting about last night, I am a firm believer, in every NFL game, there are three different plays that determine how that game will go. One of them, obviously, last night, the roughing the punter that extends that Bills drive for the touchdown. But, Dan, the game shifts. I would argue that McDaniel gets fired this morning. If Josh does not get sacked on that third down, the drive that Matt Prater hooks that field goal. That's how far left the field goal went. It hit Matt Hauschka's house. But like Dan, if they score a touchdown on that drive, they're 28-7 coming out of halftime. The route is on and it's all over. Like it is amazing how that one play turned the game on its head.
Yeah, it was that three-play sequence. They got it to like second and two. It was a sack. Rushed by James Cook, they went backwards, they lost yards, then Josh took the sack, and then Prater missed the field goal. And then the Dolphins went on to convert 5 third downs on a 16-play, 71-yard drive at the end of the first half. It was the first drive since 2012 in the NFL where a team converted 5 third downs. They just couldn't get off the field. And you went from, hey, they're going to get a stop here. Josh is going to get the ball back. They're going to go up 21-7 because the Bills' offense was pretty much unstoppable at that point against a very soft Dolphins defense. And then they were going to get the ball coming out of halftime. They were going to do the double dip. And you're like, this game's going to be over. I completely agree with you where it felt like the mood and the vibe of that game absolutely shifted when it wasn't just a miss. He hit Hauschka's house. I think that's very well said.
You know, it's funny. You know, Dan brings up that drive where the Dolphins converted 5 third downs.
Yeah, yeah,
they called it the Tommy relationships of drives. Because much like every woman you've ever been with, the Bills just could not get off.
Oh, wow.
I must have been monkeying around.
Holy cow.
I know, it's bad. That's how bad it was, Dan. That's how bad it was. Fates, I would like to talk about the way this Bills offense has been performing the first 3 weeks. Because James Cook is playing out of his mind. He goes over 100 yards rushing again last night. He adds a touchdown. We all saw what he did with the Jets. But there is something I am noticing, and I would like your opinion. They are playing more conservative on offense again. It almost feels like it's 2-3 years ago. Last night, the Bills took whatever the Dolphins gave them. Against the Jets, they took whatever the Jets gave them. And that's all well and good. But it does kind of feel like the more conservative they get, the easier it is for things to go awry. Like, I do miss the lightning bolt in my veins that is Josh Allen rearing back to pass and going and finding something over the middle. What's going on with that, Dan?
Yeah, they don't really have those guys. Like, we talked a lot about the wide receivers and, you know, oh, they don't need a number one guy. And being this offseason says, you know, you guys are always talking about wide receivers and we score all these points last year and all this stuff. Duffy, I think it goes actually back to something that McDermott's wanted to do for a while. Like, he loves winning the line of scrimmage. Like, he is still that old school football coach that's like, if we can run the ball and stop the run, we can win a lot of games. And the NFL seemingly has changed so much over these last 2 years where it's opened up. And like you said, Josh throwing deep passes to John Brown or Gabe Davis or Stephon Diggs back over the last 2 years. And that's not the case anymore. But they've always talked about offense is about creating mismatches. That's what they were like. Dorsey didn't really do it well, and Brady's better at it. And they kind of changed. They flipped the script on NFL defenses. Defenses have gotten faster and smaller to contain the faster offenses and speed in the NFL. The Bills have now zigged when everybody else has zagged, and they now do this 12 and 13 personnel, which is one running back, two tight ends, or three tight ends.
Oh, I love that.
Like, they just put bigger dudes on the field, and defenses haven't been able to adjust. So they're just like, we'll just run the ball down your throat and create the mismatch of we're the bigger team. And, yeah, I get what you're saying, Pat, because it is a little conservative. It is a little boring.
It's super goddamn boring.
Tommy is super mad.
It sucks.
He is so mad at the Bills offense right now.
Goddamn prime-time, slow-ass Vince Lombardi
football.
You
were going to go to bed anyways. It doesn't matter what they were doing. You were out by halftime.
Well, I
want to
get up and watch
halftime.
The replay. Even the replays are goddamn slow.
Yet they are the first team in NFL history to be 3-0, score 30-plus points in those three games, and have zero turnovers. So they have gotten to be, if you can say boring, it's probably not the right word, but they
No, I was bored. I know what I felt. It sucked.
Well, yeah, but you also don't know. Yeah.
I know boring.
You don't know ball. You definitely don't know ball.
I know boring.
Wait, wait, wait. Well, how dare you? Did you not hear the joke about how you can't give women orgasms?
Well, you were mugging around, buddy.
All right, Dan, I made an argument this morning. Dan Fates of 13 Wham Buffalo Plus. You know, opening weekend, the Bills' frantic comeback to steal victory from the jaws of defeat. Amazing win for the Bills. Last week, they go into the Meadowlands. They just blow a team out, win every bite possible. Last night, Dan, you see good NFL teams lose those types of games all the time. You know, dangerous animal, divisional game, short week.
Yeah.
The Bills managed to close that game out. They have won three games in three very different ways. And my argument right now is we are seeing something that we haven't seen the last couple of years. And if you are looking for a sign that this is the year, it's that the Bills have managed to win every type of game so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, good teams, bad teams, like the Dolphins are, find ways to lose. It's the roughing the passer. It's the unnecessary roughness on Josh when they were at the goal line, at like the 2 yard line, and they went backwards for a play that you were like, oh, now they're going to be at the 5. But they hit Josh late and throw him to the ground. Like, that was very Rex Ryan-esque of the Dolphins. Ooh. Just like undisciplined, doing those like dumb
very
kind of things to let other teams. Yeah, sure, entertaining, but they don't have any wins to show for it. So the one thing I'll push back on is the fact of they can win all these different ways. This defense has some issues. Now, with that being said, I think they will get help defensively. Like, they will get Ed Oliver back. They will get Michael Hoyt. They will get Maxwell Harrison to add some speed, because there do seem to be a couple of issues in the secondary. So while I think this defense does have issues, they somehow seemingly have this knack to force the turnover when they need it most. At the end of that drive, after they scored the Khalil Shakir touchdown to go up with like 8 minutes to go, I even tweeted, like, feels like a Tua interception coming here. And the Bills have just had that knack. And I asked Terrell Bernard after the game, like, what is it? And he's like, we just preach it. It's something we believe on. Like, the ball is the most important thing. Like, we got to take it away in that spot. And that's kind of this McDermott resiliency, I think, that he's instilled to these guys, where it's like, even the Baltimore game, they said their motto was just like, we got to get one stop. Like, one stop. And they punched the ball out of Derrick Henry. Here, the Dolphins' offense was pretty much having their way with the Bills' defense, and they get the one stop that they need. It's a great play by Deion Walker, and it's a play that Terrell Bernard said they had drilled and watched and studied film all week, on the short week, that they run this play, and when it's there, jump the route, and that's exactly what they did.
See, that's weird, though, Dan, because I hear you talking, and you're a guy that's at practice every week, and you're on the field for all these games, and yeah. You talk to these players, you know, face-to-face, and yeah. You watch a lot of film, and, you know, you have all that stuff. But on the other hand, I heard in the break room from a guy that went to bed at halftime last night that the injuries on the defense to Ed Oliver and Matt Milano and Taron Johnson, yeah. You know, Tre'Davious White coming back from an injury, none of that matters because you go out and you play defense, you win games. You don't need
it. You can plug in any guys that do this, these corners and stuff.
Do these corners and stuff.
You could get...
Next-level analysis.
You could get, like, Serena Williams and goddamn Dale Earnhardt Jr. to play those positions. You get the same damn result. They're professional athletes, and they compete.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Come on, wouldn't that be great to see?
Who wins on an out route? Serena Williams running against Dale Earnhardt Jr. Do we get a catch from Serena, or do we get a pass breakup from Dale Earnhardt Jr.? Dan?
Oh, Dale Earnhardt Jr., lock him down for sure.
Wait, come on. She's a legitimate athlete, man. Yeah. He drives a car.
She can outrun him, man.
Yeah, I don't got next level analysis on this.
Ah, there you go. Well, you were talking a lot of game back a second ago.
Yeah, we were having some fun back there, fellas. Now you're getting a little out of hand.
Speaking of fun, credit to Dan Fate. So last night, if you went to bed early like Tommy did, you missed after the game. There is a new tradition.
What's that?
It seems, in Orchard Park. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick comes back home
on
Thursday
night.
They love him. Yes, they do. Well, one thing they love about it is now when the Bills win on Thursday night in Orchard Park, he takes his shirt off.
Sure.
And Josh Allen encourages him to take his shirt off.
Yes.
He can't enter Highmark Stadium without taking his shirt off at least once.
You got it. Yeah. So in the postgame press conference, you know, they're all talking ball with Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. But Dan had a great question for Josh Allen. Will we be able to hear Dan here ask his question?
I don't think so. All right. I think he just got the answer.
All right. So, Dan, everyone's talking about the shirt coming off, and you had a little tidbit that nobody else had.
Yeah, I was on my phone during the press conference and saw that Fitz ended up taking his shirt off. So the Big J journalist that I am, I asked Josh how he got Fitz to take his shirt off, because it seemed like he wasn't going to do it. And Josh said it was the fans, and then he kind of just laughed and was like, oh, I'm a showman. He's a showman. He knew he was going to do it. He wanted to play hard to get, but we knew that Fitz was eventually going to take his shirt off.
Okay, I'm going to hear. Let me give you what Josh Allen said, because there was something else I'll ask afterwards. Go ahead.
He's a showman. That's not – come on now. He knew he was going to do it. He wanted to play hard to get a little bit, but he knew he was going to do it at the end of the night.
I didn't know if that was an anniversary present to your parents.
You know what? Yeah, happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Here's Ryan Fitzpatrick without a shirt on.
Was that you asking if it was an anniversary present to his parents?
Yep, it was.
Okay. Congratulations. That was a great quote you got from him. It's going to be everywhere today. Second question. Is it a little weird that you went to a guy? Yeah, that you went to a guy that, you know, you work, you're kind of coworkers and everything, but you're like, hey, happy anniversary to your parents, Josh Allen.
Yeah, no, it sounds insulting.
Well, not insulting. It's just weird.
No, it's just some deep research.
Well, no, I mean, I would, if I'm his mom or dad, I get to
see
nipples.
Why would you be insulted?
So it was after a question that he was talking about how he threw his 200th career touchdown pass, and he's like, oh, I didn't know that. He's like, that was cool. It's also my parents' anniversary, so that was a cool
gift. Okay.
All right.
So
all right.
I was playing off of that. Oh, okay. Lightheartedness.
Oh, a little callback.
We weren't sure if you just had that information ready to go or not.
Yeah, because that would have freaked me out.
They were also on the big screen pregame.
I
like,
see.
His parents were there, and they were like, it's, you know, his parents, it's Josh Allen's parents' anniversary. So I was like, oh.
Okay. All right, Dan, all right. I take it back. I'm sorry. All I thought you were just walking up to random yeah. people being like, hey, happy anniversary to your parents, because that would be weird as hell. Also, quick sidebar. They're showing Josh's parents on their anniversary on the big screen. Do they not have enough, for God's sakes? You got the greatest quarterback in the league as your son. You're now gajillionaires. You're selling cantaloupes and honeydew melons all over the country thanks to your farm and your son. Do you have to give them the happy anniversary? Oh, by the way, you also have gorgeous movie star daughter-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'm happy you produced Josh Allen and all, but let other people have things.
Yeah, that would be nice.
How was the cantaloupe?
The cantaloupe was delicious. I had it for breakfast yesterday.
Lucky cantaloupe?
I normally have watermelon, but we only had seeds, and I didn't want to choke myself. So you know what I'm saying. Hey, Dan, I want to ask you this though, because we brought this up yesterday, a couple days ago, when we found out that for those who don't know, Wegmans and Tops are carrying honeydew melons and cantaloupes from the Allen family farms. It is Josh Allen's parents' family farm that he grew up on.
Yep.
Remember, he was a member of the 4-H club. Mm. His jacket, Josh Allen's 4-H jacket, is in the 4-H Hall of Fame. And we also discovered that is just a closet with Josh Allen's jacket in it. But, Dan, you know, you being at training camp and games, you see all kinds of people trying to get weird stuff autographed. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the coolest, if you walked into a guy's man cave and he had an Allen Farms cantaloupe autographed by Josh Allen, how cool would that piece of memorabilia be?
That would be cool.
Thank
you. That's like an obscure item signed by – I've seen – people try and get Josh to sign babies. So I think it'd be cooler to have one of his family farm's cantaloupe to be signed. I don't know how it would hold, like, in the long term.
If I went down to your man cave and you had a baby displayed, I would think that's pretty cool that you could get the baby to stand there like
that. Dan, so we discovered when it comes to fruit, you can drop the fruit in lucite and it will stay forever.
Yeah.
What is lucite?
It's like that clear cube-looking
thing.
Yeah,
it's like resin.
Resin.
Did I just make up lucite?
I don't know where lucite came
from. Is that
from.
What they put Han Solo in?
I don't know.
This is the next level analysis that you come to the break room for my hot takes and lucite.
That's right. You got it. Here, were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
No, I was just trying to figure out what we were thinking of yesterday.
No, but yeah, we had multiple people send us how to stick
preserve.
Fruit. Yeah, preserve the fruit in this cube. So in theory, if you were to get Josh to autograph one of his Allen family farms, you could keep that forever and keep it in your man cave.
Pretty cool.
So there you go. Write that down. You're welcome, Dan Fates. Okay, so Dan, the Bills are 3-0. As we sit here, they have a 2.5 game lead over Kansas City. They have a game and a half lead over the Baltimore Ravens in the conference. It doesn't look like, as I knock on wood, there is going to be any legitimate threat. We've seen in the division. We've seen the Dolphins. We beat them.
Yeah.
Golden. We've seen the Jets. We beat them. Awesome. There are people that are arguing now, with one team left to see, that the Patriots may be a legitimate NFL team with Mike Vrabel and a Herder and a Drake May and a quarterback. The Patriots aren't any kind of threat to the Bills this season, right?
Not this season. I think at the end of the year, we'll be talking about, watch out for Drake May and what Vrabel's building there right now. Their roster isn't very well constructed at the moment, but Mike Vrabel really has made a coaching career out of getting more out of less talent than most coaches in the NFL. Think about his teams in Tennessee led by Ryan Tannehill and what he was able to do. So,
Wait, is that the guy from Tennessee?
Yes, that's what he
did. He had Derrick Henry the whole time.
Oh, good argument. Oh, good analysis, Tommy. Take that, Dan.
He had the greatest freak show of a man ever to just push people around.
Yeah, Dan.
I could have coached that guy.
Can you name one other Tennessee Titan?
I don't need to.
Like Eddie George.
Don't need to.
Well, I mean, the Bills did.
You kind of do.
Yeah, really.
You can't even name the quarterback at the time.
Well, he did name Ryan Tannehill.
No, Tommy.
Yeah, he wouldn't have got it, though. Timmy, if you would have asked him before, he wouldn't have got it. And I had just said it.
It's like your argument about Belichick with Brady, man. Well, yeah, you get this freak show of a human being. You said anybody could coach that dude.
I think that is a legitimate argument. Although, I mean, the Ravens were good before Henry got there. Look, I get where you're saying. It's a simple argument from a simple man.
He's a bulldozer.
Dressed like a graham cracker today.
It's not the worst take you've ever had, Tommy. How about that?
I know. I got worse.
But, Dave, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but I can see that they're great running backs, but I think we could all, like, a normal person that actually understands football would understand that, like, it's a team.
It's a team sport.
They need to have some other play.
It takes all the men together.
So sad.
Working together in formation, running, blocking, and tackling.
What the hell is going on out here?
And listen to your coach. Pray to your Lord and be kind to your mother.
You are wearing a jacket that, like, Vince Lombardi's wife would have bought for you. This is too flashy for me. It's brown. It's a brown jacket.
What do I need these pockets for?
I know you men are going to be cut. I've alerted your draft boards. You're all eligible for military service.
We all having an old man off right
yes,
now.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And we're also Animal House.
Dan Fates from 13 Wham at Buffalo Plus. All right, so Dan, let's say you guys did a great job last night. Coverage was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I know my God, it's the best ever.
Well, no, I know he's dragging ass. I do give credit to Dan because he's at the stadium. What time did you leave the stadium last night?
Like 2:30.
And you got to be up and be a girl dad as soon as you get home. Like, that's tough. I know that game.
Yeah, I was up at 6:30. I got to bed by like 4:30.
So he's going on 2.5 hours of sleep. That's why his analysis is so terrible. That's why it's so bad this morning. But Dan, let's say I love all the analysis that you and Jenna and Catalana do at 13 Wham, all the Buffalo coverage. But I wanted that Buffalo coverage, like, plus a little bit more. Where could I find that?
Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. We probably recorded our drunkest, stupidest, craziest podcast last night. It just went completely off the rails. So that's up right
Gotta
now.
Gotta be out of control, we'll bro. I hear it's brutal. The zingers alone.
What would Mike Catalana off the rails sound like?
Well, he's just wishing everyone's parents a happy anniversary.
You got it as you.
It wasn't as much Mike. It was much more Jenna and I just completely punch drunk at that point at 1 a.m. as we tried to make sense of a game that literally, like, on the podcast before, like, previewing the game, I was just like, the Dolphins have zero chance, and Mike and Jenna were like, they still have players, and Tyreek Hill. And I was like, it doesn't matter. This team stinks. There's no chance. So my mentions when the game was tied at 21 was a whole bunch of, Dan, you jinxed it. Dan, you suck. This is all your fault.
And that was just his dad.
Yeah, that was just my family text chain. Like, it was wild. So that all kind of went through. So that is on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel now. It's a nice weekend that we can all relax, especially for Bills fans. It's nice to enjoy a Sunday without it, but you can check out the Buffalo Plus podcast. And then Thursday coming up, we're doing a meet and greet live podcast at Lincoln Hill in Canandaigua, Lincoln Hill Farm. So we'll have another event there.
You know, Catalana only goes to the fancy.
Fancy place. Town.
Yeah, that's right. You got to ask yourself, where can I park my car?
My Tesla.
Oh, he drives. Of course, he drives a Tesla.
He does.
Of course, Catalana drives a Tesla. By the way, real quick, before we let you go, Fates, we talked this week. We got the information that the PGA Championship coming back to Rochester in 2035. But the way that you guys wrote it, I know Catalana wrote it on the website himself because he wrote, "Sources have told Mike Catalana." Yes. He didn't write. Yeah. Sources say.
Yeah.
He wrote about himself in the third person. I know he did.
No, that was, I think, one of our web person. But, like, the tweet Mike had was definitely his tweet. He's like, hey, I'm going with this. And, like, we were both working that night on the sources that we both had. And his tweet was like, sources have told me and Dan Fates. But I saw the web article, and I saw the way they tweeted it out. And it was like, Mike Catalana knows that that it's coming here. And I was like, guess I did nothing to, you know, pay tribute to this breaking story.
Fate sucks. That was the second page.
Yeah.
Fate sucks.
Yeah.
.com.
Very, very small print.
Dan, always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks for the time. Go be a girl, Dan.
You got it, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend, guys.
You got it. You too. Dan Fates, 13 Wham, Buffalo Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't know why. I guess it's a way to like send a middle finger to age and okay. say, like, I'm going to do this on my own terms.
Mm.
It is weird that you would want to wear a piece of your body on you.
Yeah, that's gross.
You're hanging out in the break
like
room.
Like a piece that's been removed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Hanging out in the break room, CMF. So Elton John is done performing.
Wait, Elton John?
Live, yes. He's had a lot of health issues. He's
been broke down for years,
so
bro.
He had, was it bladder cancer, prostate cancer?
Yeah, it was something where
diaper.
He was
yes.
having a tough time it's a making it to the bathroom.
He admitted he was wearing a diaper on stage. Yeah. It was part of the reason why he decided he was going to be done with it. Mm-hmm. One of the issues he had before that, his knees went on him.
Oh.
Yeah. And he had to have reconstructive knee surgery. In doing that, they remove your kneecaps. Did you know that?
So he doesn't have kneecaps?
I guess not, or he has false kneecaps.
Like fake ones?
That's wild.
So in a recent documentary,
yeah.
Elton John says that when they had the surgery, he asked the surgeon if he could keep the kneecaps. To which, after the surgeon was like, he agreed.
Right.
Elton John then took the kneecaps, dried them out, baked them.
Wait, he did this himself?
Now, I don't know if he did it himself or gave it to
professionally
somebody.
Professionally do it.
Baked them?
I bet you there are services that do this.
God.
So, apparently, when they're dried out, they're like pumice stone. They're porous.
Okay.
The kneecaps were then painted and polished.
It turned them into art,
you
essentially.
Got it. Well, no, not art, jewelry. So, one of his kneecaps, his right kneecap was transformed into a sparkling gold-plated necklace featuring a diamond in the middle.
Okay.
The other one was smaller. They turned it into a brooch. So he now has a brooch and a diamond gold necklace made out of both of his kneecaps.
I just want to say something to Elton John.
Yeah.
You know there's people starving, right?
It doesn't seem
you got way too much time, bro.
Why is that a part of your body that you want to keep?
I mean, I guess what you're trying, if you want to talk here, like why you would do this, it's a middle finger to age. Like, I'm not going to let you take this from me. I'm still going to use it.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. But he ain't middle aged, man.
He's 87.
But no, he's not.
The 87 year old.
He is 87?
Hold on.
No, he's got to be 70.
Nope, 94.
How old is he?
Right? I thought it said 87.
78.
78. Okay. Yeah. I'm a little dyslexic.
Yeah, that would make him like, you know, Clint Eastwood.
78, 87. I mean, at this point, with all the health issues he's had, what's the difference?
I am surprised he's still around.
Well,
no, I mean, like, to your point, like, he had a rough life, man. Like, he partied. That dude drank a bottle of scotch a day for a while.
Yeah, well, he was married to a woman. You got to do it to get through, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know. So look. The take you have about spending all this money on your kneecap brooch and necklace, that is a valid take. But you don't see this as a guy who's getting older as a little bit romantic?
Well, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, and if somebody asks you, like, where's that from or what is that, you have to explain it's my kneecap.
Yeah. Well, no, it would sound more like what Tommy said. Money. It's money.
But, like, he's so flamboyant, extravagant.
Yeah.
Like, if I walked into his house, that's not the weirdest thing in his house.
Yeah, probably not.
It is weird that your take is it's weird when you're talking about a guy who wore a giant Donald Duck costume to do a live performance.
It would have been cool had he turned his kneecap into a pair of sunglasses.
Oh,
he always has like a crazy pair of glasses.
Those would be the rims.
But he's not performing anymore. What's he going to use them for?
Well,
what's he wearing this
stuff?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he still goes out.
But he still wears glasses, so maybe he could get, I would. That'd be kind of fun.
I'm sure he still dresses like Elton when he goes out.
Okay. Yeah. I love how your guy's problem is not the fact that he made his kneecaps into something.
I know.
You're not happy with the kneecap
merchandise.
I'm
just thinking, there's cooler stuff you could make with them.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. First off, I'd like to commend Tommy. I'm looking like animal expert Jim Fowler from Johnny Carson Show and Wild Kingdom there.
Man, everybody tuned out.
But didn't Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie have little vials of each other's blood?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's creepier than having your kneecaps.
It's strange. Yeah. I don't know though. I think the kneecap thing I just never thought you could do before.
A lot of work went into it.
Yeah.
And the blood is easier to access.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just a vial.
And Tommy, you're of the age. Did you ever have your appendix taken out?
No.
I know they used to be able to offer if you wanted it. They used to put it like in a little vial and you got to take them home. I don't remember if tonsils were ever offered or not. They don't take tonsils out anymore, I guess.
All right. Any other?
You know you're on the phone, right?
Which, once you do use half the ice cream, you make your French toast, and you use the other half of the ice cream for your tonsils.
Yeah, they call that, Pat, a callback, buddy.
Barber, great talking to you, buddy. Have a good week.
He ain't monkeying around.
There goes Barber.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.